The entire province, I think you could even say the entire country, mourned when Habs legend Guy Lafleur passed away this last April. He was just 70 years old. He'd been battling cancer for 3 years. And, you know, he was just one of those larger-than-life characters. It's hard to believe that he's gone. The loss was huge. He was a hero to so many. But now to hear that something really amazing is going to be happening in his memory, well, that is just entirely too fitting. So let's find out about it. The Schum Foundation and Martin Lafleur, Guy Lafleur's son, have launched the Together Against Cancer campaign. And Martin Lafleur joins us now. Hi, Martin.
Hi, how are you?
Great, thanks. I think first and foremost, I just want to say our condolences on the loss of your father.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I always wonder what it's like to be the son of a famous person, what it's like to be, you know, to have someone as your dad who for everyone else is a hero, but was he a hero to you as well?
Yeah, he was. You know, my mom and my dad were both, you know, very important parts of my life. I mean, they supported us so well, you know, through our youth and growing up. And I mean, I've always looked up to them, you know, and on my dad's side, you know, even though he was, you know, a professional sports athlete and, you know, he had a popularity. It never really fazed me. I mean, it was just, it was just something that we were brought up in that environment. And for me, he was no different than any other dad.
You know, it's funny as I hear you say that, because I can't help thinking about people, say, who have actors in their family, and the little kids have no idea what their dads or moms do, and they go to a theater and they sit on the screen. They don't know. Everybody is, you know, awing over all these people.
They think it's no big deal, yeah.
Did you have an idea, even as a little guy, Martin, that your dad was this big a deal in Quebec as a hockey player?
Again, at a younger age, I mean, these aren't things that you really pay attention to.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that, you know, he was solicited, you know, everywhere that we went. So that kind of, you know, gave, a pretty good idea of, you know, how popular he was.
Yeah.
But again, you know, being a kid and growing up in that hockey environment with, you know, my dad and a bunch of other players, it was just something that was, it was something that I was used to. So I didn't look at it, differently at that time.
For you, that was just your dad.
That's what he does.
And everybody loved him. Something we always heard about your dad, Guy Lafleur, was that he had time for everyone, right? He signed every last autograph. He had every conversation. He took every picture. And so then when I hear about this campaign being about supporting cancer research, but also, you know, making sure that families and patients have hope, it's a very good fit, Martin. Tell us a little bit about this idea.
Right. So my dad, started this campaign in March, 2021, the Guy Lafleur Fund for the, Schum Research Center. And, what it does is that it allows researchers to, you know, giving them all the tools to keep pushing, to hopefully find a cure, you know, for this disease that touches, you know, one in two person, in the province of Quebec. So again, that's one part of what the Guy Lafleur Fund does. And there's also, a specialized medicine that's taken in charge by patients that gives them, you know, better hopes surviving, cancer diagnostic, and also, limiting the side effects that come with, you know, all the treatments. So again, it just, you know, makes it a lot more human for the patient and for the family as well.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of people, and obviously everyone, if you lived here, you grew up here, and if you didn't, will know Guy Lafleur. Your dad went through some serious health issues toward, you know, the end of his life. And I think we found out fairly early on he'd been a smoker for many, many years. What's the message now to people who watched him, you know, go through such an amazing career with this team and then, you know, slowly towards the end when he got sick? And I know he tried to get involved in a very big way, as you just mentioned, with the hospital, with the Schum here. What's the message to people in terms of, you know, what they can do to basically, you know, pay honor to your father and also help themselves at the same time?
Well, again, you know, there's ways to donate for the Schum Foundation, for the Guy Lafleur Fund. So that could be done by texting Guy at 41010, and that's going to do a $10 quick donation through a cell phone. So that's one way. Or you can go on Guy Lafleur Guy Lafleur, fondationguylafleur.com. And that there you can donate as well. And that's done through online. And again, you know, for my dad, that was such a healthy, you know, athlete, even though he was smoking, you know, throughout his pretty much his whole life. You know, it just goes to show that no matter how, you know, in good shape you are, you know, there's certain things that could really harm your body. And it's just important to make sure that, you know, tests are done. And if there's something that you feel isn't right, well, you're better off taking care of it before it ends up being something really, really serious.
Can I ask, by the way, now that you bring that up, and I don't know, did your dad try to put off as long as he could, realizing that something was wrong? Did he wait too long? Is that what happened in this case?
No, not at all. Again, my dad's a helicopter, was a helicopter pilot. So I mean, he had to go through physical tests about 4 to 5 times a year to keep his license active. So he was getting tested regularly. And it actually, you know, happened through one of his medical tests for his pilot license. And then he seemed very, very tired on the on the treadmill. So they brought him to the Shum to get, you know, more in depth you know, physical diagnosis, analysis, right. And he had, you know, 4 arteries blocked out of 5, and the 5th one had about, you know, 15% left. So after that operation is when you know, they found that he had a spot on his lung that was you know, that was malicious. So again, it was taken really, really early, the cancer, but it just, you know, to certain people, they can react really well to treatments, and to other people, it just doesn't work. Yeah. So that's why research is so important.
Exactly. I was just going to say, that's why what you're doing to you know, to preserve his legacy and to help others with this initiative, a Together Against Cancer campaign. Thank you so much for your time, Martin. And I'll just remind people again that you can make a donation really easily. The easiest way to do it is text the word GUY to 41010 with a cell phone, and you instantly donate $10. You can also go online, Guy Lafleur Foundation, to make a donation there. Thank you, Martin.
Thanks, Martin.
Thank you so much. Okay. Thank you.
That was Guy Lafleur's son, Martin Lafleur.